Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast. Every single podcast. I am James.
And I'm Katrina.
And we are The Marriage Fix. So we
thank you
for tuning in again for episode number six.
Episode six.
Season one still on season one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. So yeah,
we're marching along, honey.
Absolutely. So yeah, if you have not subscribed yet, we recommend doing so. We really appreciate it. We have a lot of room here in the tool shed where we give you all the tools to fix your marriage and relationship. So we really appreciate you tuning in and following us. So we back at it again. Last week we went into men love your wives. And this is the episode, honey, that you were excited about.
It is. I'm excited about the whole series. I love the men love your wives, husbands mm-hmm. love your wives, and the wives respect your husbands. I think both aspects get so deep
mm-hmm.
and it's so needed today's day and age.
Absolutely.
I think it's needed to create kingdom marriages and to save kingdom marriages.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this episode is called Respect Your Husbands.
That's right.
And we are coming out of what scripture, bae?
We are coming straight out of, I believe, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we are going to follow that up with Genesis chapter 2.
Absolutely. Awesome. So everyone knows before we get into our podcast, every podcast, we have a scripture that we pull the podcast from. And we also go into prayer in the beginning of our podcast. So bow your heads if you are listening. You would really appreciate it. But Heavenly Father, thank you for using us in your kingdom. Thank you for guiding us this far, giving us your grace. Even now, Lord, you know the purpose for which we have come. Lord, your word says that for where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Fill us with the anointing and power so that those who have ears to hear can hear. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of us and let him speak, not us. You know the needs of the people listening to our podcast. We submit ourselves to you so that you can use us whichever way you want to. And we choose to glorify you, Lord. Thank you for girding us up with your grace, power, and strength, and let no weapon formed against us prosper. And we take victory in your mighty name above all other names. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
That was wonderful, honey. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. So yeah, back to our topic for this week, which is respect your husbands.
That's right. Respect your husbands.
Absolutely. So let me pull that scripture up and we will read it. We'll read it together. I actually have the NIV pulled up, which it reads, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, and as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which is the Savior. Now, as he is the church, submits to Christ, so also wives submit yourselves to their own husbands in everything.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, man.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, so why do you think respecting and submitting to husbands is a challenge?
Oh, you know, I almost feel as if this one is a little less complex than what we discussed last week.
Okay.
It's equally important, but it's less complex. And our modern society is to blame for that, mm-hmm. because we live cutting society some slack just a tad bit. And I will explain in a minute, you know, as we go into Genesis, it kind of cuts modern society just a hair of slack because it started in the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
How a woman struggles to respect her husband. That's when it started. However, we struggle nowadays, mainly I would say because of modern society, you know, women, and even men are pushed to make the woman equal to man. And a woman is equal to man in creation, but she's a different being.
Right.
She is a different makeup than man. She is physically, psychologically, and emotionally different. Not intellectually. And again, this isn't like a spiritual creative inequality. Those bases are equal. Mm-hmm. Intellectually, creatively equal to man and woman because we're both God's creation. However, it is different. And there is a hierarchy of God's creation. Right. And that is a hierarchy to be respected. And our modern society today tries to tear down that hierarchy through gender fluidity, through masculine and feminine fluidity, and through third wave feminism. If I could be completely honest, a lot of those things has made it very, very difficult for a woman to biblically respect her husband.
Absolutely. That's awesome, babe. That is so true. So kind of walk us through like some of the things that someone would experience in those type of shoes, you know, feeling those type of shoes.
Ooh. Ooh, how much time you got, baby?
We're supposed to be here for a couple of minutes, but we're trying to be here hours now.
Okay, well, I'm trying to start with. Okay, you know what? Let's do this. Do you mind, honey, if we do start in the garden?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's go back.
Okay, let's start from the top because I don't want to sit here and go into this and then go into Genesis and then I kind of lose our listeners. So I'm going to start with the garden and we're going to go to Genesis 2 and follow me here, you guys. We are definitely going to a wonderful place with this. Now we all know, or most of us should know, the book of Genesis is God's creation, of the beginning, right? So I'm going to briefly read Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 onwards, and then I'm going to kind of break it down from there, okay, to answer the question.
Perfect.
So the creation of man and woman. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground, and a mist was going up from the land and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. I'll say that again. Mm-hmm. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Right. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Then the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Now out of the ground the Lord had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, this at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
So you Amen. All, I know that was long, and I thank you guys for being with us with that. But here it says, if we can really zero in from 15 onward, from 15 to from Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to verse 24. First, we see in this, and in this entire excerpt, that the Lord had created. He was creating the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he made his creation, and there was hierarchy to his creations. Then he breathed, he made man out of the dust. The first right. human that God created was man. Mm-hmm. He created man first. Then he said, it is not good that the man shall be alone. He'll make a helper for him. And even before that, honey, mm-hmm. When he first created Adam, he gave him instruction, right? Right? Like he commanded the man saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. So he created Adam and immediately gave him instruction exactly. and relationship. Mm-hmm. So Adam and God are tight, mm-hmm. right? They're close. He can talk directly to God. God gives him instruction. He gives him purpose. And Absolutely. Then... Yeah. And then he mentions that it's not good for this man to be alone.
All this for him to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like this man could be alone, but it's not good for him to be alone. So he'll make a helper for him. Now, here's what I love. I love, love, love this part. I love this part because this is valuable for our married listeners and even our single listener, even a single listener, someone, this is great. So he said, it's not good for man to be alone. He'll create a helper with him. And then right after that, he gave Adam more instruction.
Wait,
he formed the beast of the field. Mm-hmm. He formed the fowl and the birds in the heavens, and he brought them to Adam to see whom he's going to call him. So first he created Adam. Then he gave him instruction and relationship. Then he gave him authority. So right. creation, instruction, authority. And Eve isn't even here yet, you all. The woman isn't even here yet. This is just God and man. Okay? So now he has authority. God says, what you name these creatures, these plants, these animals, these critters, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So even the Lord gave Adam authority that's akin to God's authority. So powerful. So powerful.
Absolutely.
So after that, it was after Adam had his authority and his instruction and he was created that he then caused him to fall into a deep sleep, where he then took a part of Adam, his rib, mm-hmm. and created a helper, which is woman, Eve, from Adam. Right. And when Adam awoke, he immediately recognized Eve
right.
instantly. Honey, ahead, how girl. Many men, how many married men out there say that they knew that that woman was their wife the second they laid eyes on them?
Absolutely. I know I did.
Oh, honey. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. But this is it. This is why it's right here in the scripture, you all.
Absolutely.
As soon as Adam awoke, he saw that Eve was his. This is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. I will call her woman because she comes from me.
That's great.
And therefore, the Lord said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Meaning they were one out into the world. They were going out into the world, into their purpose, woven together. Okay, so that's Genesis. All right, you guys. So I know that was very long and lengthy, and I do appreciate you guys for staying with me with that. But where I'm going with that, to answer your question, honey, mm-hmm. where you were saying your question was where, because I don't want to lose sight of that.
Absolutely.
You were saying how it could be difficult, how a woman could find it difficult to respect her husband. What are some mm-hmm. problems she could run into with that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this, I believe it has many, many tiers, and I almost feel like this is a topic, both topics, the respect your husbands for wives and the love your wives for husbands is almost something that we could even go into a part two, perhaps, because it gets so deep.
Absolutely.
But where I'll start to peel off the layers are, it can get difficult with women because we as women don't realize we're completely unaware of. And or we are afraid of, and or we don't appreciate and respect the authority God gave men.
Mm.
And from either of those avenues, a bunch of problems can ensue. And I will land there.
Or the husband or who they're with.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that's the thing about it, is that we have to really look at what is it that's stopping us from just being obedient to the word.
Right.
You know, right. And if that's a challenge, that's one thing that has to be identified.
Absolutely.
A man knows when he's found his wife.
Yes.
Okay. I've seen it across the board. Heard a lot of men talk about it. I've known it from my own experience. A man knows when he finds his wife. A man won't know if he's found his wife if he's not in his purpose. And this is something that I work with men a lot on in general, is their purpose work. Their purpose work, because that comes first, like you were saying back in Genesis. So if he's not on his purpose, then he can't really identify his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She comes into his purpose with what he is doing.
Right.
And more oftentimes we see a lot of people that they are doing life, and they're doing life their own way. They're doing life their own way, and they're not really in line with the scriptures.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So they're not seeing each other. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, people out there that's not married. They're not seeing each other. They're not seeing each other because they're not in line with, men are not aligning inside their purpose, and women are not identifying men who are on their purpose.
Right.
So that's one thing right there that we just have to really acknowledge.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely, honey.
And again, when you have your own way, this kind of goes back to a lot of different topics that we've done since we've been doing a podcast, is that a lot of times when you're so used to doing things, it's hard to give that up. It's hard to come out of that. If you're used to doing something your own way and you coming into a marriage or coming into a relationship, you want to do it your way.
Right.
And if the person hasn't really been given that respect, or you don't like how they're doing their business or thing, then it's really hard to come under that.
Right.
So you're already kind of not in line. So yeah, that's good, babe. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the whole thing just sort of, from what you were saying, it just unravels from there because there's no foundation.
Right.
Of understanding. And it just gets worse and worse.
Absolutely.
Until it can break down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is one of the first things that a woman should look for that she is doing the right things?
I would say the first thing is being in line, having relationship with God for yourself as a single woman in your single season, have relationship with the Holy Spirit and cling to Him, because it is only through the Holy Spirit, through having that relationship with the Holy Spirit, that you will even, that your husband could even recognize you, that you're a man of God. This is speaking for kingdom marriages and what we speak unto with this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. We speak, we uplift, and we counsel, and we prayerfully help to restore kingdom marriages. So therefore, in order to, what a woman can do, that's if she's single. If she's married, then she, once again, make sure you have that relationship with the Holy Spirit, because that is our job, to submit to the Holy Spirit. And what He gives is, He gives us that countenance. He gives us that peace, that contentment, that calms our emotions, that balances our emotions, that balances the natural chaos that is within us as feminine emotional women, that natural chaos that kind of stirs up our emotions. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. It always makes sense to us because we feel it, right? Right. But to the outside world, sometimes it could just be like, what? The Holy Spirit helps to calm that. The Holy Spirit can put you in check when you are wrong, so that you're not cheating your husband with something just based off emotion. Check with the Holy Spirit first. And you all, what I am suggesting, I know it sounds, I'm speaking like it's a cakewalk, and it's really not. This is very difficult to do. I know some of my wife listeners and women listeners are like, yes, sis, like, this is not easy to do. But that's why we have instruction from the Word of God. That's why we have the Holy Spirit, because this walk, this journey can be challenging. This stuff is not easy to ask, but right. The first thing that a woman can do is make sure she is in tight relationship with the Holy Spirit, because you don't really need, and I digress a little bit, it's another topic, but you don't need to be dependent on other people for prophetic words. You don't need to be dependent on people from your church or a prophetic person per se. I don't want you ladies seeking that and getting kind of dependent on that, because now your faith is in people. Create that relationship with Holy Spirit, and He will talk directly to you. Promise. Right. He will show you right through His Word. Promise you. Just ask. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. And that is the truth. Open His Word and talk to the Holy Spirit like He is your friend, like He is our advocate. That's what Christ left for us when He was risen. He left us with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is our guide. From there, there could be, depending on what you are, the instruction you're given, there could be a time of, for us, and this is where it gets so hard, oh my goodness, in this modern world, because no one teaches us this, ladies. Nobody teaches us this. This is one of the only places you're even going to hear this, quite honestly, is to temper yourself, have patience, and wait. Wait on the Holy Spirit to show your husband and give him instruction. Wait. Right. Patiently. Do not approach your husband angry. Do not approach him with an attitude. Do not approach him bickering about something. If there's something that needs to be said because it's time sensitive, then say it in the most respectful, gentle manner that you can. Emotions aside, do not approach your husband with any hostility. Please do not do that.
Right.
Do not approach your protector and your provider and the head of your family with that. And again, I understand, depending on, I mean, the myriad of issues that can encompass life, and with us being emotional beings, that's not always easy. But that's why I tell you, ladies, to cling to the Holy Spirit, and He will help you. He will help you. I promise. The Lord's word does not return void. So do that, and also be patient, because, and trust, like, the Lord will let your husband know. The Lord will speak to your husband. There is something called the Godhead, and all that simply is a hierarchy of God's creation includes God, Heavenly Father, Christ, Holy Spirit, our Trinity. Then there's man, the husband in a household. Let's talk about the husband. And then there's the wife under the husband. And then there are the children.
Exactly.
So Just as God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Christ, and the Heavenly Father, all three is the head of the man. Mm-hmm. Man is the head of, well, you know what? I'm going to keep this in a nuclear family situation because, yeah, I'm going to keep this in a nuclear family situation. So God is the head of husband. Wife or husband is the head of the wife. Husband is the head of the wife, and the wife is the head of the children. The wife and the husband are the head of the children. Okay, so keeping that in mind, we are to wait patiently. If there's something that we want to take to our husbands, part of the reason why it is not received very well. Like, ladies, do you ever have a time where you want to let your husband know about something? Maybe you have something to discuss with him, and maybe it's something that is, that could be a, like a deep topic. Maybe it's a topic that you all may not see eye to eye on, or that is just, could be just a tough topic. Right. Mm-hmm. And you approach your husband with this, and maybe, you know, there could be some frustration about it, or maybe there could be something again where you guys may not see eye to eye, and you never really get the response that you're looking for when you, if you express any kind of emotion. And it doesn't have to be all out extreme. No, it could just be the little hint of frustration, little hint of annoyance. It just never goes well. It just doesn't.
Right.
That's because God has created man that way. Man is not created to take instruction and leadership from his wife. Like, exactly. I keep saying man, husband is not instructed to take leadership from his wife. He is not created to take leadership from his wife. You're out of order. Okay. So he is created to take instruction from God, from the Holy Spirit, from God, right? From the Godhead. So it is our job to make our requests known to the Lord, and then put it at the altar and go about our business. Pray, mm-hmm. fast if you need to. Pray and fast this if you need to. Okay. Take some breaths, some deep breaths. Trust that the Lord will take care of the situation, will work out the situation. Trust that the Lord will come to your husband with it, or that he will come, that he will deal with you. Like, no, sis, you're out of order with that. In which you may have to come to your husband with an apology or whatever it may be. Okay. But that's what happens when you submit to the Lord first. Don't rely on your own ego, please. Do not rely on pride, because those are all recipes for disaster.
Exactly.
And I'll land there for now.
Exactly.
That's a lot.
And that's really good. That's really good. And the thing about it is that we learn so much in the Garden of Eden about, marriage,
right.
and you know, man and woman, you know. And I heard someone talking over the past weekend, and they were going into, you know, the woman being to blame, you know, for, well, we know the fall, you know, mm-hmm. the woman just being to blame for it and all that. And my whole and what I said was, oh, I hear you, but it's Adam.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it's on Adam, and you mentioned authority,
mm-hmm.
him being given authority. And that's where the error comes in at, is because he had authority and he gave it up. He released it. He relinquished it to her.
Right.
To her.
Mm.
That's what allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
So again, man have to exercise his authority,
mm-hmm.
and he has to take the leadership role. And like you're saying, if the wife is not really, and she has her needs and things like that, she brings that up and she prays on it and she has all that, but she's not to try to exert his authority.
That's
to
right.
have that completed.
That's
and,
right.
And that's where things really start to break down at. And that's what we have to really understand,
wow.
as men and women, is that our roles, our obligation, and what we're called to do. And it's designed that way for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And once we go against what the Holy Scriptures say, is when we get in the mud and we get
right.
into things. And this is why also we have to understand what the word is actually saying and how
that's
that
right.
actually applies to our relationships and our marriage. And we have to know this again, even going into marriage, You know, the more you know about all this stuff, the more you know about your roles, the more you know about the word, the truth, and how it's been laid out for us, the better. Marriage does take work.
That's right.
It takes work with our roles, our sacrifice, and things like that. And if you don't really know, then it just makes it that much harder.
That's right.
You know, imagine you starting your first day on a job, and your manager is like, "Hey, just figure it out. Here's the computer. Right. Here's your just figure it out." You can be like, "What? There's no,
that's right.
You know." Mm-hmm. So the more you know about how to do things, the smoother you're going to be to perform better at it.
That's right.
You know, so that's great, babe. That is absolutely amazing.
Thank you, honey.
So how is it that respecting, go ahead.
Oh, no, honey. I just wanted to add on what you were saying really mm-hmm. quickly about when you mentioned you were reading something or no, you were listening to something and they were talking about how it was on Eve, but really it was on Adam mm-hmm. about the fall. I think that's so interesting and powerful because believe it or not, I actually used to agree with that sentiment that, oh, it was on Eve, but it's really not. Until you let me know about that, I'm like, wow, honey, you opened my eyes to that. I'd never seen it that way before because mm-hmm. even God, after the apple was eaten, God approached Adam.
Right.
He didn't say, Eve, why did you eat that apple? He said, Adam, where are you? And God knew where he was. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like when we're parenting our children and we know our children has done something or if they stole something or pushed somebody or did something wrong, we ask them, did you do that? That's our authority.
Right.
And that puts the kid in conviction. Like, yes, you know, God, mm-hmm. It's just the love. In that, when he said, Adam, where are you? You know, mm-hmm. he went to Adam. He went to his leader. Mm-hmm. And I just, though, you guys, this is so good. There's just so much juice.
And the funny thing about it is, and then Adam going to blame his wife, this woman that you gave me.
This woman you gave me.
Yeah.
The woman you gave me, Lord.
Like, it's not my fault.
You guys, there's some humor in the word of God. I find humor in the Bible. And I do think that's one of those human nature moments that is, right. that is quite humorous because even till this day, well, this woman you gave me, I didn't do it. Like, that is funny. But also if I could be completely transparent, I know there was something you wanted to say, honey. I'm sorry. I don't mean to hog.
No, you're good. I just thought it was funny. And that just gives, you know, segue proof that he release his authority.
That's right.
Because when you blame something on someone else, you're releasing yourself from it.
That's right.
I have nothing to do with it.
I just ate the apple.
Well, you should have.
You know? Oh, goodness. And you know, and again, I mean, this is literally going into another topic, but you know, into possibly the reasons why we don't have that authority. But again, that's a topic for another day. But I did want to say really quickly, if I can be transparent with the wives, with the ladies in my own experience, because what we want to know, what I mentioned in that long excerpt from Genesis, you guys, again, you want to see the love in this. And you ladies also understand just how, what's the word I'm looking for? Just how solid. Mm-hmm. God's creation and his decision to make the man the authority figure in the family really is. Like, check this out, you all. He told Adam, name the animals. What you name them, that's what they are. Mm-hmm. God could have easily overrode. He could have been like, no, I don't like that. I don't like the name tree. I don't know. I don't like that, Adam. We're going to call it something else. Think of something else. He didn't. He gave him authority. So ladies, do you know what that means? To my understanding, and what I'm going to share with you all, with our listeners, with our women listeners, female listeners, is that I believe that means.
What does it mean, babe?
What our husband says, ladies, more times than not, That's the word. That's the final word. That is the rule of the family. Now, this is, of course, I do have to give a quick disclaimer. This is not given that, you know, there, you are not being harmed in any kind of way or abused or anything,
right.
Because I know we are speaking on that again, kingdom, healthy kingdom relationships. Right. So,
absolutely.
His word is final. And I will say in my experience, if I can be completely transparent, the times I've gone to the Holy Spirit, honey, like if we were not really seeing eye to eye on something, mm-hmm. which is not often, but it has happened.
Right.
And I'm going to the Holy Spirit about something. And this may be something that came up more than once. So really, you know, I have my thoughts about it and my husband has his thoughts about it. And I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, you know, and usually I'm going to be when I go to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to be keep it real, y'all. Sometimes I'm like, Holy Spirit, can you have him realize, can you get my husband straight? You know, have him realize it. Cause I'm just, again, I'm in my emotions and I'm thinking about my perspective. And more times than not, ladies, the Holy Spirit checks me. Mm. I get checked. It's not my husband really that gets checked. It is me. Now, maybe this is me. This may not be y'all. Okay. But more times than not, the Holy Spirit checks me. And the way the Holy Spirit checks me, not because, you know, of me being inappropriate or anything like that, but like the Holy Spirit checking me is in being out of order. Like your husband has spoken. Like this is what. You may feel some type of way about this, but this is what he feels is best for the family. So just go along with it and just see the blessing that will unfold. And my husband has never failed. He has never failed our family. He has never failed anything. Like, even if I have a question, it's like it turns out I would have been like way off. And thank God again for his order. Thank God for his order. Thank God for his protection and his love and his Godhead, because when I fall in line with that, I find a little bit, just whether it's minutes ahead or a few hours, it's never that long ahead, but just how my decision was kind of off. So I say that, ladies, to just say that, you know, God created man as the authority. Again, this is a healthy, mentally, emotionally stable man who has relationship with God, a husband who is your husband. We are not, ladies, we are not required to submit to all men. Please right. don't submit to predators out right. there. Please do not go submitting yourself and clinking yourself to a man who doesn't love you, to a man who will not make you his wife, his God-ordained wife. Ladies, we're talking about your husbands. Submit mm-hmm. to and respect your husbands. And that means to give them reverence as the king of your castle, as the leader of your household, and as the decision maker of the family in all areas. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll land there for now.
absolutely. And the thing about it is that the man has to be on his journey, on his purpose, and have God in his life. He has to have a relationship with God.
That's right.
He has to be accountable. He has to be obedient to God, Holy Spirit, and the whole nine yards. Because if he can't lead himself, how can he lead you?
That's right.
You can't submit to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so even in your courtship, you have to see how they move, how they take care of them. The Bible also says, love your wives and care for her the way you care for your own body. I forgot what it says and what scripture that is, where
it says
it mentions about him, you know, caring for his own body. Love your wives as you do your own bodies.
Okay. Okay.
I'll have to get back to the scripture. I might even put it up, but that's the whole thing mm-hmm. about how he handles business, how he does things outside of you,
mm-hmm.
because what he does with you, with himself, how he treats himself is a reflection of how he's going to treat you. So if he's not taking care of his own body and his purpose and what God's called him to do, and that's honoring right. God and his steps being ordered, then how is that going to be a reflection on you and y'all's relationship, y'all's marriage?
That's right.
If he's not leading himself in the light that God has designed him.
That's right.
Right. So again, we really have to get to that point. Like we said last week about the man loving his wife, you know, and laying that out for her to, you know, respect him, because it starts. We all get romance and fantasize about these movies that we
that's
see
right.
on TV and what we expect, you know, and please stop taking advice from friends and people who's not married. They're not experts and they can lead you the wrong way. And I'm saying this for a reason. Just work with me. The whole thing about this is that I lost my train of thought, babe. I know it's late. Yeah.
You lost it.
I lost my train of thought. It doesn't happen all often, but I lost my train of thought.
Oh no. That's usually what happens to me.
Yeah, I was basically saying that we get lost in the romanticism of things, and I found it.
Okay.
And when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing.
That's right.
But when he engages with her and he gets on one knee to ask for her hand in marriage,
right,
as I spoke to you about it, right? And I know I was trying to surprise you when I gave you a ring.
You did.
But, you know, but when a man gets on his knee, he is humbling himself to take a wife.
Wow.
He's humbling himself so she can submit.
Mm, that's so good, honey. That is
it
so good.
It starts there. It starts there.
Wow. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when we understand this, and the scripture is saying that he knew Eve, mm-hmm. when a man finds his wife, he knows.
That's right.
So
instantly.
Right. So
yeah.
I knew. So each to their own, but I'm giving you a biblical insight, right, for what the scriptures say, and we're giving you examples for what happened in the world.
That's
now,
right.
Now, there are different examples with things happening, but so far as 4 or 5 year long time frames of being married, you're not the one.
You mean being in courtship or dating?
Yeah.
Being in these relationships for years.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and
honey.
Not knowing.
Ooh.
Let's just see what happens. That's not it.
Yeah.
That's not it.
You and I were thinking the exact same thing. And you know what? You were bold enough to mention it. I was just thinking.
Well, I had to because of the whole sequence of a wife respecting her husband.
That's right.
And what happens before that?
Mm-hmm.
Again, the authority is on us.
That's right.
The leadership is on us, and it starts there. It starts there. So if that is not happening and he's unsure, there's a few things that's going on,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not the one, or he hasn't found his wife yet.
Right.
Or he's not on his purpose.
You hear that, ladies? Babe. Oh my gosh. And that's so powerful. And you know what, babe? Honey, is it okay for me to piggyback off what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, be bold. I invite you to be bold. Christ, as Christ followers, we are called to be bold in the kingdom.
Right.
And when I say be bold, I mean be bold in allowing when you are in your single season. For you single ladies, I know this is a marriage podcast, but
right.
we have single listeners as well. I'm going to talk to you all very briefly, then I'm going to get back to the wives. You all are in your single season. Don't you let a man keep you in no relationship for years. Don't you dare do that. If he does not recognize you as his wife, instantly, he's not the one God sent for you. I would go as to say, now, of course, please take what I say, test the spirit in what I say,
exactly.
Take it to the Holy Spirit. Okay.
Exactly.
I would say, and this is just my opinion. This is our podcast. My opinion is that he's probably not the one for you because if you're, how can, that's not following God's model. How can he be your God ordained spouse if he hasn't recognized you, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, instantly?
Right.
Now, I understand if it's maybe like logistical reasons, whether it's finances, you're trying to finish school or
some
type of plan, which might take a year or two or 6 months or whatever. But he tells you right upon instantly upon meeting and dating, you are my wife. You are my wife. And the rest is just logistics as to why it may take a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if it's finances or school, you're trying to pay off student loans, or you're trying to, you know, get ducks in a row or whatever it may be, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows that you're his wife.
Right.
And you guys start instantly preparing for that, if not doing it while being a married couple.
Yeah.
Okay. I do invite you ladies to be bold and say that in wives. Also, you know, I mean, it's a little, you guys are over the hump now. You're already married. So if you look back, if you're listening to this podcast and if you're like, wait a minute.
That didn't happen for me.
Right. What would you say with that, honey?
That didn't happen for me.
We dated for 4 years. What? You know,
yeah.
I would say, well, I'm sorry, honey. What would you have to say to that?
I mean, yeah, you're over the hump, but you really have to spend more time in prayer, mm-hmm. and in the word,
right,
and do course correction and really get into the things that will turn things around, what you can do on your end. And this is where, you know, our coaching sessions and things like that come into play. Cause we work with people on couples on doing things like this. But this goes back to what I was saying earlier about knowing when you found the one, found your wife, and the submission and respect and all that. We know a couple that just got engaged about a month ago. And when they first started courting and dating and things like that, and I ended up meeting her partner, I told you, I said, they're going to be engaged or married within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was intentional.
That's right.
He was intentional. He knew
That's right.
what he had found.
That's right.
He knew the plans for their lives and all that. And he followed action plans. He followed with that. And
love it.
And they're on the way to being married and things like that.
That's right. You know? They are betrothed,
and
you all. They're engaged.
That is awesome. That is amazing. So when we got the call, I was not surprised.
Right, right. Right.
Us as men, we know what that looks like.
Right.
So when we call it, and this is why it's really important also to have covering,
that's
you know,
right.
a brother, a father. We know what that looks like.
That's right.
You know, we know what that's supposed to look like. We know what that looks like. And so that's just what that is.
Beautiful.
So, but again, it starts with us. It starts with us in you know, the getting on one knee and all that. We have to give you guys the space to submit and to have that respect, and we have to love you.
That's right. That's right. And both of these things, just as we talked last week, husbands loving your wives, the aspect of that, there are aspects of that that can be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Because life gets in the way and our egos get in the way, right?
Right.
Aspects of women respecting and revering your husbands can be difficult because our emotions get in the way and life gets in the way. These things are not easy. That's why we receive instruction in the word. This is why the word speaks of them. Because if it was easy, there probably would be no need to even discuss it. It would be like, oh, well, duh. It would be like breathing.
Right.
You know, there's, you know, we don't receive instructions really in the word of God on how to breathe. We just do it instinctively. So if it was that easy, we wouldn't need instruction on it, but we do.
Absolutely.
And the Lord mentions it a couple of times in the word of God. So we know it is something that he really wants to get, really wants to drill down to us, to trust him and lean on him for it. That's and perfect. See the blessings, the fullness of the blessing of marriage unfold in your life as it will be heaven on earth. Your marriage will be heaven on earth when you do things God's way.
Absolutely. So speaking of instructions, we are now in the Marriage Fix Tool Shed. So what
Yay.
Instructions or what tools, babe, would you give our couples for this week?
I'll keep it simple. I would say, because, I feel like I could either keep it simple with this or give a whole long list.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah. I would say lean in on the Holy Spirit. Cultivate, where if you haven't already yet, work on building a relationship with the Holy Spirit, husbands and wives, because that's step one. You're not going to get to this if you don't have that. And not a relationship intellectually, but a spiritual relationship, not just a religious relationship where you're reading the Bible, you know, where you read your Bible every day, you read it at the same time before you go to bed at night, maybe when you wake up. No, talk to the Holy Spirit. Tell, you know, as you would a friend, as you would your best friend, because he is our best friend. He is our advocate sent to us here to guide us. Okay. Well, the Holy Spirit cares for us. And I would say to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit first. Well, cultivate it if you already have. If you haven't cultivated it, then work on building that relationship with the Holy Spirit. And that's from there, the Holy Spirit will lead you down every other step of understanding God's word and all the things we discussed. And you know what? We know that we gave you all a lot to chew on this podcast. Hey, rewind it back. Listen to it as many times as you need. You know, this channel's for you all. This Absolutely. Is you all's channel. Listen to it 10 times Absolutely. To this particular series and this podcast this week's if you need to. But yeah, that's the instruction I would give.
Awesome. That's great, Bae.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's we great, appreciate honey. One taking the time out to spend with us inside the tool shed here at the Marriage Fix.
That's right. And I would, yes, y'all, thank you so much. And I want to let you all know that if you guys want to hear more of the Marriage Fix, then be sure to visit jamesnance.coach.
Absolutely.
That's jamesnance .coach. COACH. And check out all the goodies that we have to offer. We have all of our podcasts on our website.
Absolutely.
We do one-on-one and group coaching, you all. Okay, and amongst some other goodies that you'll have to go on the website to find out.
All right.
And be sure to subscribe and like and comment this podcast. Thank you so much, you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety.
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world and from a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.